How Trump's trade police looms Wall Street. Barely 7 months ago, Donald Trump was in China on an all-singing state visit, during which two key priorities emerged. The first, his concern with North Korea's nuclear threat and his keenness that Chinese President Xi Jinping should help defuse it, has all but evaporated after the U.S.-North Korea peace summit a fortnight ago. The second, the U.S.-China trade deficit, was outlined in Himalayan language last November. Yet, over recent weeks, the U.S. president has rechanneled his protectionist aggression, announcing a total of $253 billion of tariffs on Chinese goods, sparking retaliatory measures from Beijing. Two-way tariffs covering steel, aluminum and some agricultural goods have already been introduced. Sunday's announcement by the People's Bank of China that it would release more than $100 billion of commercial bank reserves as an economic stimulus has been presented largely as a response to the trade spat. But it has a far broader backstory and far more profound implications, both for China's vast finance sector and for Wall Street. This is just the latest reserve cut. The last one was in April and is part of an effort to mitigate the impact of a regulatory crackdown on banks. Financial sector risk has clearly been at the top of the Chinese government agenda for the past year. New limitations on the creation of banks' off-balance sheet wealth management products translated into a sharp decline in the volume of interbank funding, down 10% in the first 5 months of the year. The reserve release, essentially freeing up years of excess deposit accumulation, will ease the squeeze on bank funding. But it will be crucial to monitor how the funds are deployed. Andrew Pocock Trivium, a Beijing-based advisory firm, sees the initiative as a painkiller, not a steroid. At last November's Trump-Xi summit, there was much excitement among foreign financial services groups when it emerged that banks and insurance companies would be freed up to buy out local joint venture partners, a landmark reform. For Goldman and J.P. Morgan, among the groups seeking to exploit the liberalization, the U.S. president has just proved yet again that what Mr. Trump gives, Mr. Trump takes away.